Hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be your host for these daily challenges. These are challenges to live as followers of Jesus in our busy commuting lifestyle. And if you're not quite sure what that means, then we've got a great course called Christianity 101 that you should definitely check out so these daily challenges make more sense. We're going to be structuring these daily challenges around a bit of a routine. It starts with an idea on Monday. Then Tuesday, we look in depth at that idea in Scripture. Wednesdays, we talk about the change that applying this scripture to our lives would have. And then Thursday, we talk about actually taking action, doing something different in life. And Friday, we reflect and pray about that. For the first few months, we're going to be covering Jesus' teachings called the Sermon on the Mount. It's in the book of Matthew, and it's a way that Jesus challenged his followers years ago to follow him in their lives, in their world. And we're going to look at how it applies to our lives and our world. Thanks for joining us for these daily challenges. All right, well, it's Tuesday, and that means it's our day to look at the Bible. And we're looking at the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 3 today, where Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." This is the first of what people call the Beatitudes, Jesus' sayings about who is or will be blessed. Or another way of putting that is, blessed means Jesus is saying God will make happy or joyful those who are poor in spirit. Now this one's special because Jesus says blessed are. He doesn't say blessed will be, but it's present tense, it's about today. Where God is the source of happiness or joy for the poor in spirit, today, not just in some future scenario. Now this one, I said, comes from the book of Matthew, but there's a very similar saying in the book of Luke, another one of the biographies about Jesus, or Gospels. And he says something very similar. He says, "Blessed are the poor." And so lots of people have wondered, well, what is it? Is it blessed are the poor, or is it blessed are the poor in spirit? Is this a cover-up where somebody didn't like saying blessed are the poor? Well, actually, the poor in spirit and the poor in material possessions are actually very similar. And when we look at what Jesus is saying here, we can say they're actually the same thing. The poor are those who know their need for God. They know it deep inside, not just intellectually saying, you know what, I need God, but rather the poor, whether they're lacking material possessions or whether they're lacking spiritual credit with God, are people who know they have nothing left to rely on but God alone. The rich, whether they're materially rich or whether they're rich in spirit, can rely on something other than God, and it's really easy to do. Yesterday, I asked you to think about those kinds of things, about what kind of things do we rely on in life? We can be rich in worldly ways. We can rely on our money, on our comfort, on our security, on our confidence, on our education. But in terms of spirit, we can rely on our religious knowledge, our position in a church, our track record of religious activity. And that's why Jesus had to say this beatitude, this blessed saying today. He has to say, blessed are the poor in spirit, because it's not obvious to us. It's not obvious in our world that they're blessed by God. By our standards, they shouldn't be happy, and they don't appear to be particularly favored by God. But Jesus says they are, in a sense, today blessed, but also they will be blessed in God's future reality, his kingdom, that he's going to be describing in depth in the rest of the Sermon on the Mount, and we're going to be exploring in our challenges for the next few months. Now, every day I give you a question to consider. You can start it alone, but as I said yesterday, I really want you to find somebody else to discuss this with, a friend from the train, from work, from the neighborhood, from home, wherever it might be. Take the course with them. Take on these daily challenges with them. Today's question for you to consider is about points. What sort of person would one have to be to receive comfort from these words? Do you? Have a good discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.